Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. This week we'll be exploring the question, what happens next after you have forgiven somebody? How do you repair the pieces? How do you go back to loving the person like it never happened? So we start with in Luke 19, verse 4 to 10. So Zacchaeus ran ahead and climbed a fig tree to see Jesus, who was coming that way. When Jesus came to the tree, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down. I must stay at your house today." Zacchaeus came down and was glad to welcome Jesus into his home. But the people who saw this began to express disapproval. They said, "He went to be a guest of a sinner." Later, at dinner, Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Lord, I'll give half of my property to the poor. I'll pay four times as much as I owe to those I have cheated in any way." Then Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "You and your family have been saved today. You have shown that you too are one of Abraham's descendants. Indeed, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save people who are lost." This component of love has to do with how you treat people after you have forgiven them. It demonstrates how you invite persons into your space as if nothing ever happened. It's about being happy and full of joy to be in the person's company. Receiving the person is just as important. You cannot reject the person coming into your space. You have to receive it with joy. That way, the exchange and the connection is complete. Giving and receiving love is a two-way communication. Unforgiveness blocks the communication from flowing. It corrupts the lines of communication and also breaks down the relationship. So here's a question. Why do persons give up hope? And there are five reasons according to the scriptures. They keep accurate records of the things people have done to them. Number two, when the person comes close, they remember everything that is done. Whatever the person did causes them to reject the person even if there is a sign of change. They cannot accept the new communication of love because they are stuck in the past. The old image of the person is burnt in their minds and they are also bitter. So those are six reasons why persons give up hope and never really treat persons the way they should after forgiveness has taken place or reconciliation. So in an environment like this, the environment is unwelcoming. The person will not greet you properly. They will not show you hospitality. You will want to leave as soon as you arrive and you will feel uncomfortable in the person's presence. So, for instance, you and your partner or co-workers have an argument. You may start and cool, everything good, and you apologize. But next day you see the person, you remember how bad the person treat you. And it's like the situation happened yesterday. It's like it, even though it's happened yesterday, it almost as if it just happened a while ago. And you live with that memory of the incident, even though there's some form of reconciliation. And whenever you see the person, you behave indifferent. And that's the environment that is created when you have unforgiveness in your heart. And it's a dangerous place. So you keep the record of the wrong. And sometimes these are things that can happen years ago. Like maybe when you're a child, maybe when you're in a teenage years and you're a big person now and it's still a burnt memory in your mind, like it happened yesterday. Every time you see the person, it's just as fresh as it just happened. So what will happen when you let go of the hurt? One, they repay up to four times as much of the wrong they did. Second thing is that they love from a sincere place, knowing that God has forgiven them. You will also fully understand what the love of God is. Your love lines of communications will be unclogged. You'll be more warm and welcoming, and you will show hospitality to everybody. So the flip side, when you greet the person as if the memory of the conflict is fresh, you do everything to get rid of the person. But when you move away from the situation now and you let go of the hurt, it's almost as if you and the person, it never happened. You were more welcoming, you're more hospitable, and things just work. You understand? Things just you and a person go, they can laugh and talk and all them something there, and you know, I really have an issue. So why doing this will make you more hopeful? So what's the purpose of all of this? What does this have to do with hope? Well, your heart will be free from any hindrances. You will see beyond a person's shortcomings. You enjoy spending time in the person's presence. You see the good in everyone You will freely meet people's needs with the hope it brings change. You are at a place not expecting anything from people, but you're more willing to give. So here's the thing. Paul talks about doing good to persons who hurt you, right? Jesus talked about that in Matthew 5 in terms of loving your enemy as yourself. So when you love them as you how you love yourself, this will also bring you to a place where you meet and greet and fellowship with people like nothing never happens. So let's go back to the story that we read earlier about the encounter with Jesus and Zacchaeus. The religious leaders and persons around knew who Zacchaeus was. Jesus knew who Zacchaeus was, but he chose to have dinner with him. And at the end of the day, without even saying anything to Zacchaeus about salvation, Zacchaeus felt convicted to tell Jesus that he will repay what he cheated persons from off. And Jesus' response was said that salvation has come to this man's house. So here's the question. Has anybody ever hurt you to the point that every time you see them, you remember as if the thing is very fresh? Do you push them away when they come around, even when you reconcile and have some form of reconciliation? Are you thinking about giving up on the relationship because it doesn't make sense because this person hurt you and you're angry, which is fair? Are you still angry about what happened? And are you willing to create a more hospitable environment for all persons involved? And are you willing to move away from a place of bitterness and hurt to a place of peace and happiness? Something to think about. And that's our show. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I release a new episode every Tuesday. If you have any questions, please email them to podcast@andraepalmer.com or send me a tweet @AndrePalmer. Until next time, guys, one love and God bless.